This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I was annoying my wife not too long ago with Naturally, which is like an a cappella Huey Lewis in the News song. All the birds have been blue. They don't know what to do ever since you said goodbye to me. It's just like a weird like a cappella song that she just was like, why are we listening to this? And then I was blasting it, rolled down the windows, turned off the air conditioning. You know, you got to bother every once in a while.
Have to.
You just have to play that game. You have to be annoying every once in a while.
Keep her on her toes.
That's it. I bother her enough, though, that's for sure. She comes home, especially, I should just come home scan. I get on her a lot because she'll come home and she'll just scan for things to annoy her sometimes. I'm like, oh, there you are in scanning mode. Why is that here? Why didn't someone pick this up? Did you take the towels out of the dryer? Could you fold them for me? Would hell would freeze over if you put that in the dishwasher? I'm just like, oh, here you are, scanning.
You know, Lord forbid we take out the trash while I'm at work.
No, I know. When she's in a bad mood, that's what she does. She walks in and she starts scanning for things to get on me for. I'm like, oh, what happened? What happened at work today? Because you're scanning. But I guess that's typical. And God knows I could give her nothing to get annoyed about, but there's plenty. I was with the kids. I'm with the kids every day, and I still manage to do the laundry, cook dinner. But I'm like, you're right. Me, the kids, that's all I got. I can't multitask. I got the kids, that's it.
Locked in.
888-808-1019. Jets fans were locked in to the news of Justin Fields earlier in the day. Thankfully, I woke up and just got the cliff notes that it was a toe. But obviously, he goes down in a practice like this, opening camp. You know, they're not even in pads yet. That's a scary thought of what could have happened. Gets carted off the field for Justin Fields, who's looking to come in here and, I wouldn't even say resurrect the career, almost kind of start a career. Let's be honest, you know. In Chicago, it just, he had explosive games. He had, you know, rushing records, and he's an explosive quarterback, but just the situation in Chicago didn't lead to any sort of real winning, and it was more about his legs, and not necessarily a gimmick quarterback, but just the idea of, like, what is he? You know, he had massive success, obviously, in college, and what could he be, and really, what is he if he's not this running quarterback? And then he goes to Pittsburgh and wins a couple games to start the season, but they eventually transition to Russell Wilson. He never gets the job back, even though Russell Wilson playing through injuries, apparently, which we, I guess, found out in his most recent interview with Sports Illustrated, they never go back to him. And so right now, this is a big season, not just for the Jets, obviously, but for Justin Fields himself to try and establish the idea that he is an NFL quarterback. And to get it started with a dislocated toe is a hell of a lot better than losing him to massive injury. But here's what I would say just for the Jets, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. Like, if it's Tyrod Taylor, it's Tyrod Taylor. Like, I don't have much confidence in Justin Fields. Now, look, you know what you're getting with Tyrod Taylor. And I do think Tyrod Taylor's floor is higher than Justin Fields' floor. But clearly, the ceilings are different as well. And you are looking, if you're going to make noise as a Jet fan, you're looking for this impact offensive game plan that they're going to bring. Obviously, the connection with Wilson, who's now back under contract and happy. Same with Sauce Gardner. And you're looking to get this season started. And the last thing you want to do is give your new head coach, who's trying to build a culture and start a way of playing with the New York Jets and set a standard for the New York Jets and has probably been game planning all offseason, with his offensive coaches about what he wants this offense to look like under Justin Fields. And to lose him day one would be a devastating, just mental thing for the New York Jets. But on the field of play, let's be honest, I don't know what Justin Fields is. It would suck. Just signed him. Last thing you want to do is to have him hurt, especially a serious non-contact injury, which I guess this one wasn't non-contact. He got his toe stepped on. And we'll find out how, And by the way, Tiki, if you're listening, yes, it's called the ring toe. They were talking about toes today, and Tiki was like, it's not called the ring toe. I've never heard anybody call it a ring toe. That's what I've called it, a ring toe. Same as the ring finger. It's the same, fourth one to the left. Go to the pinky toe, turn right. For your left hand, as I'm looking at my left hand. But obviously a dislocated toe, hopefully he'll be fine, can play through it. You don't want his toes banged up. Toes can be more tricky. Turf toe, more than maybe a dislocated toe. But clearly his feet and his legs are going to be important to his game. But for me, when I heard the news, like, okay, like if it's Tyrod Taylor, how many wins and losses does it impact for the New York Jets? And honestly, how many wins and losses do you expect? Now, you're trying to find your next future quarterback, so I get that as well, and you're hoping Justin Fields can be that. But when you talk about trying to win inside this division, you're talking about trying to build a culture with this new coach, right? And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to build a culture, set a standard, clean up some of the mess that has been this franchise under Robert Saleh as of late, even going back to Gase and the rest of them over the last handful of years, the last 15 years without a playoff run. So it would have been a devastating injury, but the actual product on the field, Tyrod Taylor, the only issue with Tyrod Taylor is how long before you're on to your third string quarterback, because the dude can't stay healthy. But outside of that, I mean, Tyrod Taylor can play. We saw it with the Giants too. He could throw the ball down the field. Like, I know I'm not trying to dog Daniel Jones every chance I get, but Daniel Jones lost it at some point, his ability and his confidence to go deep. We saw Tyrod Taylor come in, step in, and immediately more impact out of the wide receivers, more impact throwing the ball down the field, more explosive plays. Now, that's not to just grade him up against a Daniel Jones who had kind of lost it mentally for the New York Giants, and hopefully he finds new life with the Indianapolis Colts. But, like, for me, if Tyrod Taylor is forced to step in, I think the Jets are kind of in the same position they're in right now. I think the Jets have the benefit of kind of having a quarterback where if that happens, the world isn't over. I mean, you look at the rest of the league, of how the NFL goes. I mean, the playoff teams inside the AFC, forget about it. Obviously, you lose Joe Burrow, you could forget the Cincinnati Bengals. They lose, Patrick Mahomes, you could probably forget about at least, playoffs or Super Bowl contending for the Kansas City Chiefs. You lose, Herbert. You lose Josh Allen. You lose Lamar Jackson. Now, those teams are far better and those quarterbacks are far better. But right now with the Jets, I don't think you have that fear of like, wow, if the quarterback goes down, forget what we were trying to do. Like, I don't feel that way. I think Tyrod Taylor comes in and runs an offense that's probably a little bit different. You're not going to use his legs all that much. Because right now, I just don't know. Wilson got paid. They obviously intend to use him and intend to be a huge part of this offense. But, I mean, Fields isn't the most accurate quarterback. And I think they're going to try and ground and pound. I think they're going to try and set the culture, which whenever I think football culture, I think beat the man in front of you and dominate the line of scrimmage. I think that's going to be what Aaron Glenn and this Jets team are going to try and do, dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. That's going to be their identity. That's going to be their MO. That's going to be the team. You know, it's a bit cliched, and it's a bit, you know, oh, you know, New York and lunch pail guys and all the cliches we get thrown out here in the city. It was actually refreshing to hear Jazz Chisholm say, I think New York's about swag. And I'm like, that's cool. That's different. Most everybody talks about lunch pail and hardworking. And I think it's about both. I think New York City has both. But I think we're hardworking people with full of swag, baby. But if Tyrod Taylor steps in, I still think that's the MO of the team. The MO of the team is run the football, make the occasional play. He could throw it deep. He's got just as strong an arm as Fields with a little bit more accuracy. He's not as explosive. And he gets hurt. And who knows what the third string quarterback would be. That's the problem. That would be my one issue would be, all right, well, if he goes down, then I got Tyrod Taylor, who's bound to go down. He can't play a full season. But as far as what the Jets are trying to do, I don't even know if yesterday was all that scary. It sucks. Sucks for him. Sucks for the team. Sucks to have that coach have to deal with that kind of thrusted upon him. And thankfully, that's not the case. But I think the Jets are trying to do something that doesn't need the quarterback to go out there and be the explosive player. The quarterback can go out there, be a veteran quarterback, make the right throws, make the right reads, go out there and hand the ball off, audible out of plays, handle the line of scrimmage a little bit, which I would trust Daniel Jones, I would trust Tyrod Taylor to do better than Justin Fields anyway. So a little bit of a scare, no doubt, and nobody wants to see anybody hurt, and you do want to see if you found something, if Justin Fields can finally take that next step in his career and become a franchise quarterback, which would be a terrific answer to the question the Jets have been looking for, I don't know, since 1969? But ultimately, I think Tyrod Taylor and this culture-building coach are perfectly fine to step in and handle what the Jets are trying to do. And I think the Jets are going to be a good football team. I really do. I have a weird feeling. As we're watching the New York Yankees stumble all over themselves, the Mets kind of starting to turn it around here after a bad June and July, late June, early July, with four straight wins as they head out west to take on the San Francisco Giants tonight. The Yankees welcome in the Philadelphia Phillies. And again, if any of you dopey Met fans are out there, you should have heard. Like, honestly, go back, listen to Tommy, positive Tommy Lugauer, just absolutely, drool all over himself trying to talk around the idea of not rooting for the Yankees. It was embarrassing. I felt so bad for the kid. And I shouldn't call him a kid. He's, you know, probably 40 years old and I worked with him, but you get it. I felt so bad for Luke. He had no idea what to do. He couldn't just say, it's so pathetic. It was so pathetic listening to it. And listening to the Met fans call in, oh my God, pathetic. Even Evan agrees, I'm sorry, you can't claim in the same breath. Now look, they might go on to win a championship and then we have a different conversation. But if you're a Met fan who can't bring himself to just say I'm rooting for the Yankees. I took a caller earlier. We got onto something else, and I didn't get back to even throw it at him. The idea that you can't watch the game because you can't bring yourself to root for the Yankees. Like, I'm just going to close my eyes or do something else, read a book, and then I'll check the scores. And at the end, sure, I mean, I suppose I hope the higher number is next to the NY than the PHI. Like, that's crazy. You should be watching the games, and you should be pulling for Aaron Judge to hit four home runs and absolutely blow the Philadelphia Phillies out of the water. It's not hard. Let's go, Yankees. That should be the rallying cry of every single Met fan this weekend. Anything else is asinine. Absolutely asinine. And the idea that you can't admit that or can't go there proves only that the Yankees are the big brother and in your head, and you can't live if the Yankees win. Because I promise you, I know there's a couple, you know, John and Maspeth has become this crazy anti-Met guy. I know Ernie Acosta, the former producer of the Midday Show with Joe and Evan, is a huge Yankee fan who's a big anti-Met guy. I would think for the most part, 99.9% of the Yankee fan base would have zero issue. Hell, I was rooting for them to beat the Angels. Why not? I'm trying to get in the playoffs. Because as Evan said, and I say, just get in. Anything is possible. The Yankees have to make the playoffs. Love them to win the division. Love them to win the division. Gives them a better chance in the playoffs to go win the World Series. But that's all that matters. Nobody cares. There's no even banner hung for winning the American League. They're not going to get any bonus points for winning the division. Go win the World Series. That's the mandate, right? And you to start that process, you got to make it to the postseason. And once you get in, anything could happen. So I don't care if the Mets are playing the Angels. I don't care if the Mets are playing the Kansas City Royals. I don't care if the Mets are playing an American League team that is in even remote contention of the wild card. Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets.
Ooh.
And if you can't do the same as a Met fan cheering on, if you can't say, let's go, Yankees, you're crazy. And you're missing the point. And I know today was a day, the last couple days have been a day where maybe we've lost some childhood heroes. Right, Ozzy's an icon. Maybe you grew up listening to Black Sabbath. Hulk Hogan, certainly an icon. A lot of us grew up loving Hulk Hogan, especially people my age in their late 30s, early 40s. But I don't care if there was a jerk who was mean to you about being a Met fan. I don't care if you were in high school like I was when the Yankees were winning three straight championships, and obviously the last one at, you know, your expense. I'm sorry. If you are a Met fan, there is no other answer than let's go Yankees. And not, I'll close my eyes and then check the score looking between my fingers. Like, no. No, 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 no. No, no. Let's go Yankees. Trent Grisham's leading off. Let's go Trent. Come on, kid. That's what you should be doing. And I hate to preach and tell you what you should be doing, but I feel like this is so obvious that it's okay. And to Lugie out there, my goodness. Was it pathetic? Evan was just asking him simple questions. He's like, did I say I was rooting for the Phillies? I didn't say I was rooting for the Phillies. You're rooting for the Yankees? I didn't say I was rooting for the Phillies. Like, it's what a joke. What a joke. He's got the nerve to, like, you know, bring up the law firm of McMonagle, Marash, and McPherson or whatever. And I guess I put my name first. Why not? And when they do it, here you go, Lugie. Let's go, Mets. I don't even care. They're playing the Giants tonight. Let's go, Mets. People are crazy. Giants took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees earlier in the season. Screw them. Let's go, Mets. Who cares? Who cares? Guys, I couldn't believe my ears listening today. And then, of course, the Roger Clemens World Series play came up and throwing the bat at Piazza. I don't know how that came up in the afternoon show, but I was dry. Tiki is 100% right. I don't want to get into this. I've talked about this a lot. Roger Clemens, let me just explain it once, okay? Roger Clemens thought the broken bat coming at him was a ball. He thought it was the ball. When he found out that he didn't have an easy out off the bat of Mike Piazza and that he was holding a broken bat in his hand, because he is a lunatic, I'll give you that, because Roger Clemens probably was, and you know, was probably in a different mental state than most other pitchers who take the mound. Because of that, in his mind, he had a broken bat in his hand, and when he should have been having a ground ball, easy out to get Mike Piazza out of all the buildup from the Mike Piazza noise that was going on, and then he just tossed the bat off the field in really just being unaware of where Mike Piazza was. That's how I saw it. That's what I believe, honestly. I'm not trying to be a Yankee troll. He thought he had an easy out when he realized it wasn't the ball. Out of frustration, he just chucked the broken bat off the field and never realized where Mike Piazza was. That's what happened. I don't know what's so hard to understand about it. He wasn't trying to kill Mike Piazza. He thought it was the ball. Then he realized it wasn't. Was pissed because he...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Thought he had Piazza out. And then he chucked the bat because it's a broken bat. And what should you do with it? Now he does it with gusto because he's a little. But he wasn't trying to hurt anybody. That's how I saw the Roger Clemens play in the World Series. I've told that to Evan. He doesn't agree. I think Tiki was 100% correct. That's what happened. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Eric and Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, Phoenix? How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. there's so many things I can go with today, but I wanted to talk Hogan. Mm-hmm. I was watching before he started coming in mainstream, you know, with WWE, you know, the late 70s. So I saw the Hogan Andre match at Shea, which was awesome.
At Shea?
They had a match at Shea. I think it was 1980.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly. Which is one of the few times that Hogan got beat cleanly.
I knew they had fought a bunch before the actual WrestleMania where they built it up as if it was the first time they were fighting.
Right. Because at that point, you know, Hogan was a bad guy. Andre was, obviously,
right.
A good guy and everything. But it's funny, though, because you mentioned the documentaries and stuff like that. I mean, even to the point of, you know, right before the match at WrestleMania 3, he said he was, like, deathly afraid because he didn't know if Andre was going to change his mind about letting him slam him.
Yep.
Which I thought was hysterical because he was that kind of guy.
Of course.
You know.
And he was he was so in physical. They did a really good job with the Andre the Giant documentary. I think that's where that audio is of Hulk talking about it. But idea that he was such a massive man that even though Hulk was, what, 6'7", 340 pounds or whatever Hulk Hogan was, a massive, massive individual.
290. I think 290.
Was he that? Yeah, whatever, 290, 6'7", whatever he was. Like, the idea that a guy like that literally had, there was nothing he could do if Andre the Giant decided it was going to go another way. Like, that's it.
Right.
And same thing, watching the documentaries, the same thing, Big John Studd. In the in the first ever WrestleMania,
he
the
ran
money
out of there afraid.
Yeah, the money in the bag match or whatever it was. Like he was terrified, and apparently, you know, I guess he wasn't Andre's favorite guy, and Andre would beat the hell out of him in the ring, and it was just like these guys are as big. These are the biggest men, you know, in sports. You know, these are some of the biggest athletes in the world, and they got into the ring with Andre the Giant, and it was just like. It's whatever he wants to do is going to happen. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, because he got annoyed at Stud because he climbed over the top rope.
Right.
And
that's all that was Andre's thing. Yeah.
So I remember he went running out of there and he ran past Vince, and Vince was like, "Where are you going?" He's like, I'm leaving. He's coming. So that's just some great stuff. But you know, I mean, look. Obviously, you know, his heyday. I mean, I used to have parties in my house. We'd watch the pay-per-view. I went to WrestleMania 2 because it was at the Coliseum. You know, they had the three different, you know, venues going on, you know, that night. So, I mean, you know, which was pretty cool. But, I mean, I used to have parties up until, like, you know, number 6 or 7. You know, with people coming over and stuff like that. You know, I would have been happy if he finished his reign at 6 with the Warrior winning, you know, because that was the first time they beat him clean in WWE and all that stuff. But, you know, they obviously kept it going for, you know, popularity reasons.
Yeah. And then, you know, watching the McMahon documentary, they just and the Ultimate Warrior documentary, just they because the wrestling documentaries are great, by the way. They just really, all of them are very good. There's a documentary on Peacock of the Monday Night Wars, WCW versus WWE or WWF at the time. It's an incredible documentary. A lot of the wrestling documentaries are really good. But Ultimate Warrior just, they thought he was going to be the next great champion. It just didn't work out. And they had to have Hogan come back and be champion. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Chris. So this whole Mets rooting the Phillies against the A, I was at a Halloween party. 2009, World Series is on. I'm surrounded by these Mets fans, and it was the game where A-Rod hit the opposite field home run that went into the camera lens.
In the World Series against Philadelphia. Yep, I remember it. Yep.
Yes. And that was a huge – all right. And these guys were going on and on. And I looked at them and I said, what in the world are you doing? Are you rooting? I said, if the Mets played the Phillies in every game, I would root for the Mets. I said, I'm not rooting for any team from Philadelphia against, you know, a New York team. Unless there's some kind of amazing reason. I don't gamble. So unless there's something going on. Wait. So these guys.
Well,
and these guys.
I don't know about that. Guys, I don't know about that necessarily because, like, I don't know. In a bet.
Okay.
If, say you're a Knicks fan and, you know, the Nets, for whatever reason, are on your tail
and they're playing
the 76ers. Okay. I'm about my team benefiting. That's what I'm about.
That's what I mean.
New York and New York, Philadelphia, Boston, that's all secondary to what's best for my team.
Right. Okay. So finally, this is what I got out of one of those guys. And I kept saying, and something happened. And A-Rod put that ball into the camera lens.
Yep.
And I said, why don't you guys shut up already? And I said, why would you just, and you know what this, I'll never forget. This guy looked at me and said, well, Yankee fans can afford to be generous. It's a famous quote. That's what the Mets fan said to me when I said I would never root.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know about all that. Like, here's the thing for me. It benefits my team. That's plain. It's plain and simple. It's very easy. And then even like, even the World Series for, and you bringing up the World Series against Philadelphia, for me, if it's the Red Sox versus the Mets in the World Series, it's easy. Like, it's easy. It's the Mets. If it's the Mets almost against, I hate the American League and the teams that beat us. If it's the Mets against the Astros, let's go Mets. Mets against the Red Sox, let's go Mets. Mets against the Blue Jays this year, let's go Mets. Like, screw the teams that beat me. But I guess I could understand being the little brother in this town, not saying you are now, I'm not trying to be a jerk, that's a term we use here, but being the second team in the city for all these years of the 90s, I know in the 80s you were the top team, but since 1996, clearly, for the most part, it has been a Yankee town, or at least they've been the premier town, and you were getting made fun of as a kid and all, whatever else. Like, once your team is out of it, if you want, like Bob Uecker, I know because I was here in 09. He was here in 09 when the Yankees and the Mets were in the World Series. Yankees and the Phillies were in the World Series, rather. He was rooting for the Phillies. He did not want to see the Yankees win the World Series. And I get that. Once your team is eliminated, I'm more open to the idea of rooting in this manner. I grew up with my best friend busting my balls constantly about the Yankees, or I grew up in the shadow of them winning all those championships and all my friends going to parades, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, fine. Once your team's eliminated, if it's the World Series and you want to root for Philadelphia against the Yankees, I personally don't understand it, but I'm not going to get on you for it. But as you're battling them for the division, for an opportunity to get a bye and not play in the wild card round, possibly. I know that now that the Milwaukee Brewers gotten this great record, there's a chance that your division winner, when you think of the Dodgers and the Brewers now, there's a chance that the Mets would still have to play in that round because of the being the third division winner. But like, you could be avoiding an entire round of playoffs. You're still battling the Phillies right now. You can't possibly, in the midst of that, root for Philadelphia. They get to the World Series, the Mets season's over, no matter what happens, fine. I still think you should root for the Yankees over the Phillies, but I get it. You hate the Yankees so much, you can't imagine them winning, all your Yankee fan friends, a parade here in New York City, blah, 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 all the nonsense that gets thrown out, fine. But in the middle of battling them for a spot to get into the postseason to help your team win, that's asinine. That's crazy. That's unacceptable as a fan. I'm sorry. There's very few rules in fandom. I know Joe wrote a book that there's like a whole bunch of rules as a sports fan. And you know I love Joe. And a lot of them are good. But there is one rule. And I even follow it for all you people who think, uh-oh, you're about to get yourself in trouble, Chris, because you're a fan of tanking and football. Damn right I am. There is one rule as a fan, in my mind. What's best for the franchise. That's it. What's best for the team. That's what I think of. That's the only rule. I want what's best for the team. And I don't know how you can explain to me how what's best for the Mets is the Phillies beating the Yankees. And even for the Giants, I don't root for tanking until the season's dead. Then when the season's dead, I root for losses. Why? Because it's the best thing that could happen to the team because it benefits them in the draft. That's why. I root for what's best for the team. It's the one obligation. There's many different elements to being a fan and things you can do and things you don't have to do. And, you know, I'm not going to get you. You don't have to watch every game to be a big fan. You don't have to, you know, go to a lot of games to be a big fan. You don't have to love everybody. You can be critical of the manager. I still think there are guys who go way too far about the Yankees. I was talking to one today. He does a great job. He's one of these Yankee Twitter guys. Chris, I'll get you his Twitter handle later, does a really good job, puts out videos. You know, he's calling the Yankees broken. I disagree with him. I don't think the Yankees are broken, but he's a big-time Yankee fan. You can be critical. You can hate Boone. You can hate the GM. You can hate the way they do business. That's fine, but you want what's best for them. And I disagree with any Yankee fan who thinks what's best is to lose out and hopefully lose Aaron Boone. I think that's crazy. As long as there's still a chance to win a championship, make no mistake, there's still a chance to win a championship. But the minute that's no longer the case, the minute there's no longer a chance, then you could do and root for whatever you want. But it's got to be in the best interest of the franchise. If you think once the Yankees get eliminated that they should lose every single game and get embarrassed so that Boone leaves, fine. If you think that's what's in the best interest of the franchise, fine. But for me as a Giant fan, for you as a Jet fan maybe, the minute the season's dead, which unfortunately happens like week four or five every single Giant season, I start to root for losses. Because when once winning no longer benefits them, then I don't root for winning. I root for what benefits my team. And I don't know how a Met fan could look at this series, Yankees-Phillies, and tell me it benefits them to have the Phillies win. It's crazy. 888-808-1019. Quick break, more of your calls as we take you to 5 o'clock, about halfway through our five-hour midnight ride all the way to the warm-up show, back after this. So I've been asking people. No one seemed to want to call me and answer it, but that's okay. Is Naked Gun a baseball movie? Because I love the it's the last half hour, and Enrico Palazzo and the whole thing, it's hilarious. It's such a great, and then obviously, you know, the very end where OJ in the wheelchair gets thrown down the steps of the stadium. Just the whole bit. I love Naked Gun movies. I still quote the best line was in Naked Gun 2. And I'm really fascinated to see how Liam Neeson's going to do with it, but the best line ever was from Naked Gun 2. Where, you know, she's Priscilla has, I forget her name in the movie now. Jeez, I'm losing it. I don't know, but it's Priscilla Presley. Jane. So Jane's got a new boyfriend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's what's his name? The singer. I'm terrible with names sometimes. And so he finally gets introduced, and she's like, "Oh, this is my, you know, blah blah. He's this, he's that. You know, he's a entrepreneur." And he's like, "Oh, I've been dating too. She's an author. She wrote the book on male sexual dysfunction. I'm sure you've read it."
Oh, man.
Such a great line.
It's such a great movie.
Oh, and the movies are so good. And he's so good. Yeah, Robert Goulet was the name of the guy. It just came to me. Robert Goulet.
I had that pulled up.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
But I will answer your question since nobody has the gumption to call.
Do you consider it a baseball movie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it might be.
The first time I ever saw it was on MLB Network.
I mean, that tells you all you need to know. I didn't even know that. They play it on MLB Network.
They do. In the offseason,
That answers the question. It's clearly a baseball movie. If they're playing Naked Gun on MLB Network, they deem it a baseball movie. 888-808-1019. All right, I've been talking a little bit about what I think. Look, there's been a lot of discussion about Aaron Boone. And we'll get back to the trade deadline stuff. I see calls. We're going to get right to the calls on it. What we think the Yankees should do with the trade deadline. And yes, yesterday kind of opened it up, baby. The Arizona Diamondbacks, and the reports are they're selling everyone now. They've made the decision. They've moved on. They've traded Naylor away to Seattle. And Suarez is coming up next. That was the official first salvo of this trade deadline. And we'll find out if it's an impactful one or if it's one that this new trade deadline and the new playoff format continues to just kill until they move it back until about mid-August or so. Because right now, for July 31st, we don't know. But the Arizona Diamondbacks look like they're selling. You got rumors that the Pittsburgh Steelers are willing to move O'Neill Cruz and taking, you know, the Yankees are in discussions for that. For me, I already told you about that. That makes no sense for me. I'm not even sure Suarez makes sense for me with the New York Yankees. And Suarez sounds like, I was listening to SNY and Andy Martino was talking about how even the Mets are you know, looking at Suarez, or rather that the Arizona Diamondbacks are looking at the Mets farm system in the idea of Suarez. Because who knows, maybe they move Beatty, maybe they move Vientos, maybe they move some of these guys to get pitching and then want to look to go and make a move for Suarez. I think, obviously, Suarez is in play for both New York teams as he is the premier slugger right now on the market with his 36 home runs in this incredible season, but just defensively, I don't know if it makes any sense. And that's where I wanted to just get for a second, because there's been a lot of talk about Aaron Boone and what a terrible manager he is and the lack of accountability. And again, other than benching people, I would love, like, we use words like accountability. There's no accountability. Like, what exactly is accountability? Does it have to be out public? Because I don't know many coaches, and certainly today's day and age, that hold players accountable publicly. And Ken Rosenthal put out an article today with The Athletic and talked about how, you know, you risk losing players if you do it, but you've also risked losing the fans' credibility if you don't. And right now, I think Aaron Boone is strangling that line between the idea of protecting players and yet losing credibility with saying statements that just are not true. I think we all understand they're not a good defensive baseball team right now. They do have good defensive players. Grisham's a great defensive player. Bellinger's a great defensive player. Judge is a great defensive player. Goldschmidt's a great defensive player. Jazz is one hell of a second baseman. Like, they do have good defensive players. And if you look at the numbers, which defensive numbers are my least favorite numbers to look at, but as far as like errors go, just plain errors, and that doesn't tell the whole story, they are not, you know, they're closer to having the least amount of errors in the league than they are to having the most amount of errors in the league. They're about middle of the pack. Like, they are not one of, as far as defensive statistics, one of the worst defensive teams in the league, despite what we've been watching over the last 2 months. But to call them a good defensive team is just flat out not true. So you're dealing with that. You're dealing with the defense of Anthony Volpe, which is just also inaccurate that he's still a good defensive shortstop. He's not been over this season, you can't lead the world in errors and tell me he's a good defensive shortstop at the moment. Like, it's just not true. So as we're dealing with that and trying to figure out how to stop the sloppy play, which again, to me, the easiest way is to just play the best defensive players. And unfortunately, Jason Dominguez becomes a bench player and Ben Rice becomes a bench player and a pinch hitter. Unfortunately, that's what I think the answer is. But as we look to make an impact with this team, and we look for ways to change a trend that we have seen throughout the years here, and we talk about how, and in the article they mentioned that games like that can typically get coaches fired or people fired. But that's not going to happen with the Yankees because The owner believes in Aaron Boone. The general manager believes in Aaron Boone. And the captain, Aaron Judge, believes in Aaron Boone and has his back. And I was thinking today, I don't think, and I've been on this, and it's not just Aaron Boone, it's all coaches. I am not big on post games and it making a major difference. I never have been. I don't believe it. Doesn't mean I want to be lied to. I'm fully on board. I don't want to be lied to. But I also don't know the impact they have. Brian Daboll saying over and over again, I got to check the film, is not why the Giants won three games. And if Brian Daboll came out and said, yeah, we suck and Drew Lock is a terrible quarterback, Drew Lock needs to be better. Drew Lock isn't good enough. Like right now, this team is just nobody cares. And if it doesn't change, I'm going to fire every. Like, they still would have won three games because they're terrible. And I don't think the Yankees would fix their defensive ills if Aaron Boone came out and said, we're bad defensively. I really don't think. I think these guys care. I do. I think there's personal responsibility. I don't think they played bad defense because the manager doesn't call them out for it in post games. I really don't. But that's just me. But I was thinking of ways that maybe you could send a message to this team that it's unacceptable, that they would get, or a message that would shake up the team. Now, remember, they did get rid of DJ LeMahieu. They did jettison a very popular veteran who was hitting 300 and was making $15 million, and reports are that the team tried to kibosh them doing it last year, that the captain and Rizzo went to Cashman and Boone and whoever else and said, don't get rid of DJ. It would be detrimental to the clubhouse or whatever their excuses were. And yet this year they did that. And it looked like it sparked them right away. They went on a 5-game winning streak. And then here we are where they've lost two out of the last three series. They lost the last series against the Cubs. They beat Atlanta. They lost this last series to the Blue Jays. So they are now 4-6 in their last 10 games. I believe that makes sense, right? 2-1, 1-2-1. 4-6. 4-5. 4-5 in their last nine. 4-5 in their last nine. There's quick math. 4-5 in their last nine games. And if a message needs to be sent, this is what I think should be sent by the owner and Brian Cashman to Aaron Judge. Plain and simple. You're costing the manager his job. You love this guy? You want to tell me how much you love Aaron Boone? The team loves him. I talk to you guys. Boone's the man. Jazz cannot shut up about the best part of being a Yankee is that his manager is Aaron Boone. Boone's got my back. Skip, he calls him. Skip has got my back. I know that. I know Skip's got my back. Like, the team loves Aaron Boone. There needs to be a message sent that, look at the articles being written by Ken Rosenthal. Look at the tweets from the Blue Jays. We go back to the World Series and how the Dodgers mocked us. You've lost a division lead of 7 games. You've embarrassed yourself with your defensive play. You're costing the manager his job. That's the message I would send to Aaron Judge. Like, you want to, and to the team, you want to keep this manager? Like, we need things to change. That hold everyone accountable with that, because I honestly believe, like, the fear of losing their manager and getting him fired would be something like that could send a message and a shockwave through the team. And I think, and I'm hopeful that they get that. Like, it's not a hit piece from Ken Rosenthal. That's far too strong a term. Because even some of the art, you know, he does at least, you know, Ken Rosenthal goes through some of the things like, you know, ball lost in the light isn't necessarily the manager's fault. And you look at the defensive metrics, they're not nearly as bad as people will say and blah, blah, blah. But it's ugly and people are talking about it. Like, the manager is being called out in articles. The manager is being called out by the fan base. The team needs to get the message that they could be costing their manager a job. 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Maspeth, the aforementioned John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
G-Mac, how's it going?
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Doing good. I'm doing good. So I was thinking, you know, the Yankees need some bullpen help. We could use a starter. And I feel like one move can fix both of those issues.
Okay.
And his name is Merrill Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Now, I feel I really like Merrill Kelly. He's a really solid pitcher. Last 4 years, combined ERA of a 3.4. He's got playoff experience and World Series experience. Back in 2021, he made all four of his starts in the playoffs on the road, combined ERA 2.25. He had, seven innings in the World Series where he only gave up one run.
Mm-hmm.
He had a start at L.A. Dodgers where he had six shutout innings. So he's tested in the playoffs, and I feel if we add him as our third starter along with Freedom Rodon,
yep,
it would enable us to bolster the bullpen by possibly just having Hill and Warren and Schlittler come out of the bullpen along with, you know, Weaver and Williams and Cruz and Leiter and Hamilton. So, I'm not sure what
yeah, listen. Well, I mean, listen. That kind of goes for any starting pitcher. You like Merrill Kelly, so I mean that. And thank you for the call. I'm up against it, John. You like Kelly. I mean, you could theoretically. Now, that's a lot. You need a fourth starter in the postseason. You can't just move them all to the bullpen right now. Like your plan, you also need bullpen arms at the moment. Like you can't just get one starting pitcher and move everybody. You still need 5-man rotation. So I guess your plan would to keep like. You said Luis Gil, Warren, and Schlittler all to the bullpen. So now your rotation is just Stroman and who's your fifth starter? And then in the postseason, now you have Stroman making postseason starts. You ready for that? So like, I think it's a bit much. And you got a whole season. It's not just a playoff look. Like you adding a starter and moving one of those arms to the bullpen, maybe even two, fine. I totally agree. I think there's a chance they do transition Hill. Luis Gil into the bullpen off of, you know, we'll see if he has another rehab start here and the lack of innings and everything. Maybe they do. Maybe they move Schlittler to the bullpen. I think that makes sense too. So any of those arms, if not all of them, can be transitioned to the bullpen, but you still need a five-man rotation to get you through the next 60, and then you still do need a fourth starter to make playoff starts. So not all of them. Maybe two of them, but not all of them. But I agree with you. The idea of adding a starting pitcher also helps the bullpen. I think it works for both teams. I think the Mets adding a starting pitcher could move Clay Holmes to the bullpen. And clearly, if the Yankees add a starting pitcher of quality that you could count as your third starter, absolutely, it opens the option of moving Schlittler or Luis Gil or Will Warren or whoever they think works best into the bullpen. Absolutely does. It would be a move that has a impact in both areas of the team. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll get to the update. We'll come back. Take you for another 2 hours of our 5-hour midnight ride all the way to the warm-up show at 5. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.